one of the ironic things about Hanukkah is that people seem to kind of take it in their own way. So the idea of having a Maccabiah Games as a time of showing physical prowess and athletic ability is absolutely hysterical when you think about the fact that the way that Jewish history has certainly recorded the Maccabim as Masarta Giborim Biad Chaloshim, the strong were delivered into the hands of the weak. And Davka, Kodesh Baruch Hu, was showing us, showing the Yavonim, that their whole worldview, that it's all about the body, and the man is the center of existence, and it's all about human seichel and human intelligence, is absolute fallacy. It's not the intellect that rules. And it's not about people using their natural ability and their strengths. They're not necessarily going to be the victors. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu taught them a very harsh lesson by delivering them into the hands of weak yeshiva bachurim. No question about it. They were local people. They were definitely able to know the terrain. But nonetheless, it was an incredible nace. An incredible nace because there were few of them and they were weak. And nonetheless, they fought and they succeeded way above and beyond any physical expectations that one could have had of them. But more than that, they were Rabbim Biad Ma'atim and Tameim Biad Tahirim. And perhaps that's the reason. They were Shoim Biad Tzadikim, Zaydim Biad Oiski Sarasecha. Right? There are five different categories that are brought here, and presumably the first two are different to the last three. What did we say? There's Giborim Yad Chaloshim, Rabbim Mad Ma'atim. And then there's Tameim Yad Tahirim, Shom Yad Tzadikim, Zedim Be'eske Sarasecha. Because Giborim Yad Chaloshim was even though they were weak. Rabbim Yad Ma'atim, even though they were small in number. But then, you would expect this to be the case. Tameim Yad Tahirim is what you'd expect. Rishon Yad Tzadikim is what you would expect. Zedim Yad Eske Sarasecha is what you'd expect. Because they were Tahirim, it's because they were tzaddikim, it's because they were Aiski Sarasecha. So perhaps the first two also follow those patterns as well. But it's not just in spite of the fact, but rather because of the fact that they were weak, because of the fact they were few in number. That's why they won. Because they felt that they were weak, and because they felt they were outnumbered, and they realized they absolutely had no way of succeeding according to any laws of warfare. And therefore they didn't trust in their own strength because they couldn't. Rather, they went to fight with Mesiras Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. They did not go believing or hoping that a miracle would happen. They just went to do the right thing. They didn't go expecting a miracle, because if they went expecting a miracle, it wouldn't be Mesiras Nefesh. And also HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do Nisim for those that expect him to do so. It's a medrash in Teres Kohanim. Mikan Amru Kolam Moisa Atma Amanas La'asus L'Neis Ein Oysa L'Neis. If you jump into the fire waiting for a miracle to happen, expecting a miracle to happen, it does not happen. That's what happened to Avraham Avinu. He gives himself a Kiddush Hashem. And his brother Haran, who had a Safek, he doesn't get saved. The point is, they went to fight because it was the right thing to do. And therefore, because they knew they were weak, they didn't trust in their own strength. And rather, they were mevatel themselves totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They allowed themselves to fall into Hashem's hands. And therefore, Hashem helped them. Because they developed and built up this total sense of reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what saved them. The fact that they realized their lack of ability, their lack of size, their lack of strength. That ultimately is what brought the Siyata Dishmaya.